Deuteronomy chapter 25. If there is a quarrel between men, they shall present themselves at the judiciary, and the judges will judge them, and they will justify the one in the right and condemn the one in the wrong. And it will be the case, if the one in the wrong is deserving of a beating, that the judge will make him fall down, and he will beat him in front of him, in number according to his wrongdoing. He may beat him with 40 strokes, but he shall not exceed that, so that he does not beat more than this number. A great beating, and your brother is made light of in your sight. You shall not muzzle the ox when it is threshing. If some brothers live together, and one of them dies, and he has no son, the wife of the deceased shall not become the wife of a foreigner outside. Her brother-in-law will go into her and take her as his wife, and he will marry her in the capacity of the deceased husband's brother. And it will be the case that the firstborn whom she bears will be raised in the name of his deceased brother, so his name shall not be blotted out from Israel. But if the man is not willing to take his sister-in-law, then let his sister-in-law go up to the gate to the elders and say, "My brother-in-law refuses to raise a name in Israel to his brother. He is not willing as the deceased husband's brother to marry me." Then the elders of his city will call him and speak to him. And if he stands his ground and says, "I do not wish to take her," then his sister-in-law will approach him in the sight of the elders, and she will pull his shoe off his foot and spit in his face, and she will answer and say, "May it so be done to the man who does not build up his brother's house." And his name shall be known in Israel as the house of the one with the shoe pulled off. If two men are striving together, a man and his brother, and the wife of one approaches to deliver her husband from the hand of the one striking him, and she stretches out her hand and takes hold of his private parts, then you shall cut her hand off. Your eye shall not have pity. You shall not have in your bag two kinds of weight, one large and one small. You shall not have in your house two kinds of ephah, one large and one small. You shall have a full and just weight. You shall have a full and just ephah, so that your days may be prolonged on the land which the Lord your God is giving you. For everyone who does those things is an abomination to the Lord your God, everyone who commits injustice. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were coming out of Egypt, what befell you on the way when he attacked you in the rear, all those weak at your rear, when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord your God gives you rest from all your enemies round about, in the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, to take possession of it, that you will wipe the memory of Amalek out from under the sky. You shall not forget.